I keep between $15 and $30 worth of ice cream in my freezer at all times. Let me be clear. This ice cream is not for guests, and most of it will never be consumed by anyone. These pints are my emergency backup system in case the nearby San Lorenzo River jumps the levee and floods the city of Santa Cruz, or a new crack opens along the Loma Prieta segment of the San Andreas Fault. I prefer my ice cream fresh, and I detest the little ice hairs that form when a carton has been left in the back of the icebox too long. But when I've spent a long day chaperoning 20 kids on a 4-hour kindergarten field trip to some buggy swamp, museum, or waste reclamation center, I'm not above scraping tiny icicles off the top and letting a bowl of old-time vanilla sit out for 5 minutes until it thaws to an acceptable degree. Then I will devour it in less than 2 minutes. On any given day, I have so many containers of ice cream stacked in my freezer, I can't find the bread, broccoli, unshelled soybeans, or other staples my family needs to survive. If we're low on freezer space, I sometimes shove these lowly vegetables in the trash without telling anyone. I've allowed the ice cream to dominate. Pints and quarts are stacked vertically and shoved into crevices horizontally. Each time I open the freezer doors, a quart of vanilla tumbles to the floor, landing on my foot. An ice cream maker, left over from my stash of wedding gifts, occupies a third of my freezer. It has traveled across the country with me, twice. My husband wishes I would haul it out of there and put it in the cabinet. That is out of the question. In order to make ice cream, the machine must be kept frozen for at least 24 hours. On any given night, I could wake up with a craving for rum raisin ice cream, the incapacitating kind, soaked with boozy flavor. Most store-bought rum raisin is ersatz. You could eat 7 gallons of the stuff and not feel the slightest buzz. My homemade version could knock you out cold in a single scoop. I like to think of it as a 21st century remedy, like the drug-filled concoctions at unscrupulous Victorian-era pharmacy soda fountains. My rum-soaked concoction once sent my husband careening into our living room furniture. I also make a vanilla that's more of a frozen custard, an eggier version with real Tahitian vanilla and a dense consistency, very different from the whipped cream confections you will find in most ice creams. I have taste-tested dozens of store-bought pints and can proudly say that mine is the perfect topping for vodka-crusted apple pie.